On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz with BSU women's basketball player Kate Warmack. And Kate, your team coming off of a weekend losing to Mankato and Concordia St. Paul, but you personally had a great weekend. Talk about how you felt about your personal performance.
I was just going out there trying to have a good post presence in both of the games, and in Mankato they had a hard time guarding the post, so it was a little easier to have an inside presence there. And Concordia, you just got to do the best you can when you get the ball, and you just hope to finish, and that's all you can do.
You had 19 points, 12 rebounds on Friday night against Mankato. Your team had a couple of really big runs, an 8-point and 9-point run. You just couldn't hold them off. What's the difference with getting those big runs and then trying to stop them? I mean, how hard is it in this league?
Yeah, definitely. Every team's going to go up and down, and you have to have a bigger up than down is what it comes down to. And when a team gets on a run, it's important to try and stop that as soon as you can, because obviously if it's too big, you just can't come back.
Then the next night against Concordia, you had 11 points and 6 rebounds. A big weekend for you. Do you even pay attention to your own personal records when you're out there trying to win for your team?
No, it's always... just the final score on the scoreboard is all you can really hope to do. Scoring and stuff, it doesn't really matter as long as you get the win at the end.
You guys find yourselves right now with a record of 9-13 overall. You're 5-13 in NSIC play. Obviously, the season's winding down. Are you paying much attention to the standings in hopes of who you're playing in the postseason?
Yeah, everyone's guaranteed conference play this year, so that's really nice. It takes a little of the pressure off during the season. The first, certain number of teams get home playoff games, and I'm not sure if we're still in the running for that, but, we just want to come out every weekend and try to get the wins to, balance it out. And even if we're not that high in the standings, we're not afraid to play anybody. So they do matter, but for us, it's more how we're going to play against who we're going to play.
The game in Mankato, your team falling by 10 points, but after the game, the men hit the floor and took on number 5 Mankato. Did you and your team get a chance to watch any of their game?
Yeah, we did. I personally didn't know that Mankato was 5th overall, so just watching the men's team, how excited they were, and just the enthusiasm was out there was really awesome to see, and it's great that they could come home and get that W.
How much do you guys play off of your energy levels? Obviously, you guys got a chance to watch them play. Do they come and watch you play, and do you guys kind of cheer each other on? Obviously, traveling each weekend together.
Yeah, it's like a big family unit. Everyone supports each other, and it's nice to have that automatic support system with us on every road trip, so it's really nice to have them along with us.
Taking a look at the rest of the schedule, this weekend you're at Minot State and at UMary, long trips through North Dakota. What do you plan against Minot State, first of all?
Minot has a really good post player. It's going to be hard to stop her, so I think personally I'm going to key in on having great defense against Minot, and as a team we got to come out and offensively just hope to make shots, and defensively really turn it up.
What can you tell us about UMary, and what do you expect to see out of them? What's the game plan going into this weekend?
Every time we play UMary, it's always a battle. So I think just being consistent and not letting them get on a long run.
Then you wrap up the regular season against Duluth and St. Cloud State here at Bemidji. How nice is it going to be to wrap up the season here at home?
It's going to be really nice. I think especially for the two seniors that we have, Emily and Shannon, I think that they'll appreciate having their final game at home series at home. And we're all going to work really hard for them on that night.
You mentioned your two seniors. How hard is it going to be to see them and their seasons wind down? Obviously, you've played with them for a couple of years now.
Emily and Shannon have been nothing but role models, for the whole 3 years I've played with them, and it'll be tough to see them both go. So, we just got to come out and give everything we got for them.
Good luck this weekend and the rest of the way. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.